Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And like I start every other show, please, just the best way to find me is just Google. Just Google Dan, D-A-N Frio, F-R-I-O. Everything about me will come up. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Zmails, everything you can possibly. What's really working right now, really working, is YouTube. I had one, I was on my way to the station, and I had one just hit 100,000 views. So today, what I thought I would do is I'm going to go through comments that I get or questions that I'm getting on YouTube. And the YouTube, what I'm doing with my show, I'm actually podcasting it. If there's any shows that you think you would like to share with somebody, go to my website or go to YouTube. A lot of them are on YouTube. Everything is on the website. So the website is 1160mortgage.com. And just go over to this one of the tabs and it'll say YouTubes and radio. Click there and you'll find everything you need. So the YouTubes are really taking off. So what I wanted to do today is I'm going to go through, I have my phone with me, and I'm going to go through YouTube questions of the day. So if you're listening, I would almost guarantee that I'm going to come across a question that you're going to say, you know what? I got that question. You know what? I have that question too. So let me go through a lot of the questions. The first segment, I'm going to go through questions and answer them online, on the radio. And then segment two today, we're going to dive into credit again. Credit scores, where you get it. I know I'm dwelling on this and pounding it in your head. Credit is huge. Mostly, it's probably one of the biggest pieces of your life. It plays so many roles. If you're looking, let's not even say the house. Let's say the house is your last resort. So you want to get a job. Most times your employer is going to pull your credit. If your credit is absolutely horrendous, you risk not getting that job. Car insurance, what's your premium going to be? Is it going to be high or low? That's that. Your car loan. Almost everybody has a car and you have to have car insurance. So can you buy that car? Maybe you can, maybe you can't. So then you go, other things, credit cards. You want to get a credit card. Can you get that? Now you want to purchase a home. Don't wait till the last minute. Learn these things now. Some of the tricks I'm going to show you or some of the sites I'm going to show you, they're free. They'll help you get your credit scores, monitor them, and do a whole bunch of stuff. So let me go. I'm logging into my YouTube account right now. So I'm going to start. If you go, just go to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio on YouTube. And you'll see all these questions or go through my videos and you're going to see these exact questions on there. So let's start. I just had one just hit 100,000 views just now. Well, 1 hour ago. So it was how to increase your credit scores basically really fast. And I do have some tricks and hacks in there to show you it is not a farce. Okay, you can do that. All right, so here's the first one. I just got a couple hours ago. Actually, I must have been sleeping when I got this. Family member is selling their home. Should I use their realtor as well to buy the home? Well, if you listen the other day to Joe Schiller, he recommends or we recommend using a realtor. This might be a situation where you don't, okay? And here's why. A family member is selling their house. So the house is for sale. What you're going to use a realtor for, and they play a lot of roles in this piece if you're looking to sell or buy. But if you have a house and a friend or a family member wants to buy it, you don't need to go through a realtor. Get a good attorney. Okay, you'll avoid the realtor fees. In most cases, the realtor is going to charge you about 3 to 5%. So depending on what this property is worth, let's say it's a $200,000 home, that everybody will save $6,000, or the seller will save $6,000. So you can buy a family member's home without going through a realtor. So that question there could save these people probably $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 or more. So if you're buying from a family member, just do the transaction with an attorney. They can help you there. Okay. So the next question I have is, Mr. Frio, what is the difference between a mortgage broker and a realtor and the lender? The difference between a mortgage broker, realtor, and lender. Okay. Let's break this down. Everybody plays a different part of this. When you're purchasing the house, okay, that's what this person's trying to do. The mortgage broker basically will be your lender. And here's why I highly suggest using a mortgage broker. I'm biased. I'm a mortgage broker, have been for over 30 years. Here's why you use a mortgage broker. And if you're in Illinois, please contact me. At least give me a shot to give you at least a quote on what I can or can't do. Okay. You need a mortgage. So you're going to either go with a mortgage broker or a lender. A mortgage broker is going to do several things for you. They're working for you. Okay. They're working for you to find you or obtain you financing. Okay. In my case, I deal with over 20 different lenders. Why? Because of the programs out there, I want to get you into it. And I'll go through this in tomorrow's show. I'm going to break down why use a mortgage broker, what I do, why I do it, and why choose a mortgage broker. But you want to use a mortgage broker because they work on your behalf. Okay. One of the questions you're going to see here shortly is, you know, how do we get paid? And I'll go through that. I'll phrase that in the next question on how we get paid. But a mortgage broker works on your behalf. So the pieces of the puzzle with this question is, I'll break it down for you. There's the lending part of the equation. You need financing to buy the house. So I would highly suggest you use a mortgage broker. There's other companies out there such as Quicken, Guaranteed Rate, Home Whatever, all these other places. You can go through those companies. Most of those are going to charge you on average $2,000 to $3,000 in junk fees. I'll just be blunt, junk fees. That just goes to their bottom line. Okay. As a broker, we do not charge those. We cannot charge those. So we're going to save you there. The interest rate we're going to get you is probably equal to or better than what you will get elsewhere. A lot of things you'll hear is, well, we do in-house underwriting. We do this. It doesn't matter. There's so much efficiencies in this business right now that I can get you a loan approved in 24 hours, get you closed in a week or two. And I can do that. That's not that's not smoke blown up in the air. So the lending part of this thing, the equation is the person asks the mortgage broker, realtor, lender. So, okay, the first piece of that is the broker and the lender are the same. So you're getting the financing. Then the next piece of that, you get pre-approved for a home. Now you go out and you want to find a home. Well, I want you to go and use a realtor. Why? If you're buying a home, it's free. Another reason why, you're going to get access to a lot of properties that you otherwise wouldn't find. Another reason, you go to Trulia, Zillow, Realtor.com. Many of those houses, if you weren't scanning that day, let's say you missed a day. Saturday, Sunday, you went to the Dells with your family. Monday, you come back. Well, there was a house posted Friday night that you missed. It's already under contract Monday morning. It was the perfect house. It met every need that you wanted. Everything on your hit list, it was there. You missed it. If you were with a realtor, they would have plugged you into the system. You would have got an alert, and you could at least say, you know what? I want to see that place. Drive back from the Dells if that's the case. You know, one of your husband or your wife, drive back and see it. Do a virtual tour. Do something. At least schedule an appointment. Say, I want an appointment Monday morning, Sunday night, something to get your foot in the door there. So that's the realtor part of those. So the question was, what's the difference between a mortgage broker, a lender, and a realtor? Hopefully I explained that to you. So the next question is, What do you charge to help a client or help a person get a mortgage? My response, nothing. Nothing you pay. I get paid by the lender that we put your loan through. Okay, so here's how this works. People call contact me. I'm a broker. I work on your behalf. I go to one of the 20 lenders that I use, and I could go to all of them, and I come up with the best quote for you. Now, that quote that I'm getting you is a combination of several things. What's the interest rate? What are the fees that lender would charge you? The only thing I charge you is for the credit report that we pulled. Okay, that might be $50. So we find the lender. Okay, I get paid or the broker gets paid on your loan amount. Doesn't have anything to do with your interest rate. My job is to go out there and get you the best rate in town with virtually no fees. The lender then compensates us on our volume, how much volume we do with that company. So we get paid on the loan amount. 99% of the time, I'm getting you a better rate with thousands of dollars less in fees. So these are some of the questions I'm getting on YouTube. When we come back, I'm going to answer a few more questions that we have, and then we're going to dive into credit scores. Basically, a sponsor of the show is creditscoresandmore.com. It's going to get a free credit scoring system with monitoring and on all the bells and whistles. It's going to have getting your true credit scores, and I'll explain that. It's going to get you credit help, and then it's going to get you credit, really, really credit help. So please stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. What we are talking about right now is YouTube questions. My YouTube channel, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's blowing up. So to find me, go to just YouTube or Google the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, DanFrio. You'll find it. I had one video, I was just saying on my way here, just hit 100,000 views. So here's a comment on that particular, it's funny. This is a comment on that particular video I did. I'll read the good and the bad and the ugly. You talk entirely too much before getting to the point. People tend to come to videos like this for a step-by-step information, not to hear all the other information. Well, it's funny because
if it makes you feel any better, my wife says the same thing about me. I talk way too long before getting to the point.
It's amazing because this video, it hit 100,000 views. I get so many kudos and thumbs up and everything, but I do have people responding that way. And then another one is saying that my mic pops. So if you go to that video, it's 100,000 videos or views. I apologize. I got a new mic at the time, and my P's and everything were popping. So I finally got a cover for it. So it kind of eliminates that. So the next question is, hi, what advice would you give a building owner, it's a two flat, looking to either sell the property to the current tenants or sell the entire building in order to buy a single family property? So this person actually did call me, and it's funny I'm reading this, is they own a property free and clear, and they're looking to sell the property. And basically what I advised her is, you know, that person, have them call me. I'd help them with the financing so they can know if those people do apply. Because what their dilemma is you have a building, they want to sell it. They need to sell that property because they just had their fourth kid and they need to move out of it. It's a two flat. It's a smaller two flat. So they need to sell the building in essence to buy another property. So their dilemma was, you know, do we sell it to these people? What do we do? And I said, well, you want to, I won't say control the situation, but your life is hinging on those people being able to get financing to buy the home. So I said, you know, why don't we work with them, and I can tell you, or I can only give you certain information because of privacy laws, but you'll know if they qualify or not. And then, you know, if they don't qualify, then if you want to put the house on the market, if they do qualify, we could schedule everything that we could have them buy your house in the morning. and you buy your next house in the afternoon. So it can, we can piece this all together so it's kind of seamless. So that was that one. And so this one, thank you for the information. I would love to get a consultation or counseling session with you. You're more than welcome to. Just reach out to me. It the best way probably is to email me at dan.frio@gmail.com or go to 1160mortgage.com. All right, now we got another person. I have asked all four of my credit card companies for an increase like every 6 months. They all say no. Why? Because I only make the minimum payments. Well, and I won't say what they put there. I thought that's what they wanted. It's odd that it shouldn't really matter if you make the minimum payments or not. So there's probably more to that equation than what's being posted. But, you know, you could, what you might want to do is apply for another credit card somewhere else with a higher limit and then transfer that accounts over to the new account. But it's odd that all four companies will not increase your credit limit because you're only making the minimum payment. So here's why this question is asked. One of the tips that I put in the on the website, in the YouTube video, and I advise people is big part of your credit score is derived by the technical word is utilization rate or utilization percentage of your credit card balance. Okay, in basic terms, what is your current balance that you owe based on or against your high credit limit? So here's the basic terms. If you have a $1,000 limit and you owe $1,000, you're at a 100% utilization rate, meaning you owe the whole thing. If you owe $500 on that credit card that has a $1,000 high credit limit, you're at 50%. So one of the tips that I teach people is we want to be under 30%. Okay. So in that case, you want your balance to be $300 or less on that $1,000 high credit limit. Okay. So what I ask people to do, I don't want you to get in any more debt. Basically, what I'm saying is you owe $1,000 on a $1,000 high limit credit card. Ask that credit card company if they would increase your limit to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Because what will happen is automatically your utilization rate or the percentage you owe will decrease. You might see up to 100 points swing if that credit card company would take your loan limits or your high credit limit to 5,000, you might see 50, 60, 90, 100 point swing in your credit scores. That is no joke. So it's odd that this person tried to contact four different companies and everyone said the same thing. I just find that odd. So that's that. Let's see. I've been having so many issues getting a mortgage loan as an entrepreneur. This video made my day. The video also allows me to school my loan officers. Ah, cool. So what that video video or podcast talked about is many, many self-employed people can't qualify for loans. Why? Well, let's take a truck driver. Okay, the truck driver might bring in $300,000 a year in revenue. Okay, but because of tax laws, they get to take benefits of a lot of things. One big thing is depreciation. Okay, so let's say this truck driver owns four trucks and they can depreciate $5,000 per truck. Okay, four trucks, $5,000 per truck. That's $20,000 that person just wrote off on taxes. They didn't really lose $20,000. They didn't write a check out to somebody for $20,000. They just get a tax break of that. Then they're going to write off mileage. They could do mileage, standard deductions. Most times they're going to write off tolls, gas, maintenance, all this other stuff to whittle that down. They're taking advantage of the tax laws. So they're taking their $200,000 in a year in income. They're dwindling that down to 50 grand. Now they're trying to apply for a loan and they have income of 50 grand. Doesn't work. There are programs out there that I have that will take your deposits, the deposits that you make, because that is the money that you're making. And they'll use that, an average of that, over 12 or 24 months based on the program we go through. And you can use that as your income. Huge difference. Huge difference. Okay, so those are the YouTube questions. Now let's go. We only have a couple minutes left. I want to go over credit and credit scores and credit monitoring. Please go to credit scores. Write it down. Credit scores, plural, and more.com. What I want everybody to do, no matter what, no matter who you use, I know you have a Discover card. I know you use Credit Karma. I know you have other systems. Please do yourself a favor. It doesn't cost you a penny. It'll take 2 minutes of your time. Go to creditscoresandmore.com. Do step one. It's a free credit score. It's free credit monitoring. You get $50,000 in credit identity theft protection. Free. It also gives you very good advice on options that you can get. One of the options I really love in this program, it'll scan your data and it'll say, these are credit cards that would most likely you would be approved for. Okay. What I would suggest you do, especially in that system, is if you owe a lot on credit cards, check your interest rates. Don't be surprised if they range from 12 to 28%. Do yourself a favor. Go in there and try to apply for a 0% credit card with a transfer. Transfer some of your debt. I'm not looking to put you in any more debt. Transfer some of your debt from a 20% interest rate credit card to a zero. Most of them will set you up for 12 to 18 months. Do it. Take the balance you owe, divide it by 18 months, make that payment per month. Don't use that credit card anymore and get that thing paid off at a 0% interest rate. So I highly, highly, highly suggest if you don't do anything, please just go to that website and do that. We're kind of running out of time, so I'm going to pick up on this tomorrow and go over your true credit scoring systems and then some help you can get on that. Also, we're going to talk about refinancing. Does it make sense to refinance? I'm at a 4% rate and the new rate is 5. Does it make sense? I'm going to show you how, why, where, and when that does make sense. Believe it or not, taking a higher rate mortgage might make sense on, but it's going to depend on what you do. And again, the whole goal of this, I'm not trying to put you in any more debt. We're going to structure this debt wisely to get you into a better situation. Then another thing that I've come across in the last week or two, I'm having a lot of people with big loans, $500,000, $600,000, $800,000 needing help. I'd love to help you. So we're going to go over some jumbo programs. I have a national high balance program that I can put you into. Rates are phenomenal. And I'm going to go over those rates with you tomorrow. So thank you again for listening. I greatly appreciate you tuning in. If you would, go to my YouTube channel. It's The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Also, you're listening to AM 1160. Please go to 1160mortgage.com. If you'd like to reach out to me personally, and yes, you get me personally, call me at 630-338-1160. God bless. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.